Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1922, Pacific Power and Light Company, better known as COPCO, was putting up a high-voltage line from Prospect to Springfield, Oregon. The 125 miles was steep and rugged country, impassable for trucks and mechanical equipment of the time. Red Chamberlain knew what to do. His Percheron horses, Cap and Bud, were a steady, well-matched team experienced in logging operations. Chamberlain erected the huge double poles needed for the 110,000-volt lines. Wires were rigged on the poles, and the horses slowly backed up, pulling the poles into place. The job took 6 months, and Chamberlain returned to the Rogue Valley and his logging operations. Soon, he obtained two new horses, Pat and Baldy, a Shire breed from England. Shires were the tallest and toughest of the large breeds. Over the years, Chamberlain and his teams of draft horses had harvested grain, hauled logs, loaded them on rail cars, and brought boxes of fruit to packing houses. The power line job was the most memorable. 40 years after his power line job, Chamberlain still had Shire mares, and he was the caretaker at the Posse Grounds racetrack in Medford, Oregon. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.